Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Speaking of nonsense, this was interesting. It's very interesting in the way it's being covered, I think, more so than anything. So ESPN overnight, they just kind of snuck in this little sit down that Marty Smith, who I think does a great job, especially with college football, but Marty Smith sat down with Myles Garrett, and it wasn't very hard hitting. And I think that's probably the story, but give a listen to what Myles Garrett, part of what Myles Garrett had to say with Marty Smith from ESPN.
Just trying to be a better leader, better man. I feel like, I let down a lot of people with, my actions from last season, but I, going into it, know how much I've been with, you know, my family, been with Chris, been with multiple players, you know, just be able to sit down with them, talk to them, and just absorb some knowledge. I feel like, you know, things are just different, not only for on the field, but, you know, just for me as a person.
Okay, so here's where we are, Chris. Where we are is this man swung his helmet at another man, and he hit him. Where we are is a coach in the NFL came out, and he said, "You said another man called you a racial slur. I'm a black man, and I'm calling you a liar. You're a liar." And where we are now is we've reset it all the way to where it's just, "Hey, we move on. We're good. How you doing? How's the coronavirus? You're holed up in your house. Is all good? Well, I've had some tough times, man, but we're through it. Ah, let's just talk about football." I guess we've set it back to zero for Myles Garrett in the national media. Like, we go overboard probably because we're Pittsburgh and it is what it is and it happened to our team. But the national media perspective on Myles Garrett is, "Ah, man, we just got on the other side of it. We're just going to be buddy-buddy again." And that's what it is?
Yeah, this is exactly what I think Myles Garrett wanted the Mina Kimes interview to be. And like you said, Marty Smith is a great guy and does a phenomenal job, especially covering college football for ESPN. But this sounds like they asked Marty to do this. And yeah, just don't mention the Mason Rudolph stuff at all, okay? And so Marty did it, and they post this video, like you said, kind of in the middle of the night. We both happened to find it at different times this morning. And it's just this nice little innocuous conversation with Myles Garrett where he can just kind of gloss over the fact that he swung a helmet at another dude's head after ripping it off of his face. And then, "Oh, yeah, by the way, I've had a tough couple of months, and I feel bad for the mistakes I made." Well, how about owning up to what the mistakes were? Aside from swinging the helmet at the guy's head, how about the accusation of a racial slur? And if you insist that you're going to stand up for yourself, right? If you insist that you heard what you heard, then stand by it, my man. Stand by, or if you're not going to stand by it anymore and stand by a very serious accusation like that, then you need to be man enough to say, "Hey, I shouldn't
around.
Have done this."
This should. It should follow him around all the time. You know, and I get that Marty Smith, and part of the agreement probably with the interview, you're dead right about it, was, "Hey, no questions specifically about the incident. If he wants to bring it up, he can, but you're not." But, at some point, someone needs to straight up, and you can't continue to play this ping pong game, I guess, but someone needs to say, "One of the most visible African-American men in the league, who was there on the field that night in Mike Tomlin, said you're a liar." How do you feel about that? You know, that to me, that then brings the closure. when he answers that question. Until
they get him in front of a media availability in the locker room in Berea or after a game, maybe even if they, who knows what training camps are going to look like, right? Like we just talked about. So who knows what kind of media availabilities there will be before there's actually a game played for Myles Garrett, legit media availabilities and not, you know, again, little puff piece videos that ESPN puts out for him. Until that happens and somebody actually steps and up to him and asks the question, and he gives a legitimate answer, it continues to be, well, let's just try and rehab Miles' image and hope that everybody forgets what he did.
Chris, ESPN's going to try to make him the comeback player of the year. Like, honestly, that's the branding that's going on right now when you watch that interview that's out there this morning. Well, that's not what this situation is. This is a guy who erroneously and with a lot of malice saddled someone with being a racist, and it's just wrong.
This will be a PR push for Myles Garrett's people all the way through the rest of his career. This will always be the PR push. They'll try to show what a great guy he is and not mention what he did that night nor the repercussions of his accusations against Mason Rudolph.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.